Well, hello, everybody. State of Ready's back. This is Ed, owner of Ready Northwest, co-host of State of Ready and left corner of the map, Portland, Oregon. And along with me is
Bill Fogarty. Ed, it's great to be back. I hope you had a great summer. How was your summer?
You know, it is great to be back. We've had a busy summer. For all you State of Ready listeners out there, we know that we haven't been on for the summer, and it's because it has been a really busy time. As owner of Ready Northwest Emergency Management, I have noticed that businesses, especially with all the disasters we had over the summer, the hurricanes and the wildfires, are being more and more interested in emergency preparedness. And as such, moving into different areas and different markets was recently in Phoenix, Arizona. Who knew that in the desert you need emergency preparedness planning, but they do. And then I also am the new public health emergency preparedness coordinator for Tillamook County, Oregon.
So congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, if you're not familiar with Tillamook County, maybe you are with Tillamook Ice Cream or Tillamook Cheese, the county that is the county where all of that is produced there. Do you get Tillamook Ice Cream down there where you are, Bill?
We do, and also cheese.
Oh, perfect. Yep. So that I'm the new public health emergency preparedness coordinator for that county there. So helping to assist in their emergency preparedness efforts. And then classes. I mean, been a ton of classes. A review of new ICS. So for all of you out there interested in emergency management, ICS, the Incident Command System, is all about classes. And then I've done presentations. I've been to conferences and done presentations. Here in Oregon, a couple of agency or associations, Ambulatory Surgical Center Association, and then Central Oregon Safety and Health, and then next year, the Oregon Environmental Health Association. So if any of you out there are those members, you may have seen me or will be seeing me. And then recently got back, if you followed me on Twitter, the 2018 Oregon Tsunami Conference. So, Bill, what have you been up to?
Well, obviously here in Northern California, we had a lot of fires, and I really want to give a shout out right now to Sierra Nevada Brewing Company. In case you're not aware, they actually created a special beer recipe for a beer called Resilience. 1,400 breweries across the United States are now selling the specialty beer to help raise money for the Northern California community destroyed by the state's deadliest wildfire, and that was obviously Paradise, California. As a result of that, they have already donated over $100,000. And if you have not had one of those beers, please go out and try and find one. I will tell you that locally, Goose Island Beer for us, as well as obviously Sierra Nevada, has actually pushed it out already. And so we've already tried some. I can tell you it's absolutely delicious. I highly encourage you, because all the proceeds are going to help people from Paradise who lost their homes. In addition to that, really for us, for me, it was attending classes for FEMA online and participating in a public sector leadership academy, in which I learned how to become a better leader and also how to be more engaging, and also trends and issues happening in our local county. Really for me, my plans for the new year are to continue to keep going to class, teach a little bit more because I thoroughly enjoy teaching and I got a chance to go back and do a little more teaching. And really get more engaged with this podcast and making sure that we're going to be more actively involved. And Ed, what are your plans for the new year?
So for the new year, I'm going to do planning on a lot more business focused offerings. The Paradise Fire, Hurricane Michael, Florence, the Woolsey Fire that we've seen in Southern California. You can find numerous articles now online that talk about, you know, are businesses prepared and how can they come back and be a part of the community and the system and rebuilding. As such, Ready Northwest is going to be doing a lot of business focused offerings, whether it's workshops or seminars. And then I was recently introduced and talked to the president of Crowd Emergency Disaster Response Digital Corps. You may have seen them on Twitter if you followed along on any of the disasters that have occurred this year. They're available on Twitter at CEDR Digital, so Cedar Digital. And what they do is they work to provide kind of like that crowdsourcing type of social assistance when a disaster responds. If you're familiar with Crowdsource Rescue and the Cajun Navy and what they were doing in the hurricanes, CEDR is kind of like that, but they do a little bit more situational awareness. So letting people know where shelters are and evacuation routes, et cetera, for whatever type of disaster. Recently had a chat with their president, and so very interested in seeing about working alongside them to be able to help them as we see social media start to come into its own during disaster response. So definitely really excited for that, and we'll probably try some of that resilience beer that Sierra Nevada is going to push out.
That's awesome. And I think that really goes to where we're going sort of for the future. And I just want to highlight a couple of things. I think social media we need to re-engage with and talk a little bit more about. Really talk about what is available and what's out there. And I think that also goes to technology and talk about the different companies that you could partner with to be aware of what technology is out there to help you out. Because as emergency managers, there's a lot of things that are out there. There's a lot of tools, V5, obviously we've highlighted before. But there's a lot of things we can do and help each other out so that way we can increase our situational awareness. Ed, what other episodes are you thinking about?
So we're talking about go bags. We've talked about it last year or this year about how important it is to have a go bag ready to go. We saw it with the fires. They had minutes maybe to evacuate. Grabbing that go bag and its importance of what goes in it and how to use it and how to keep it up to date. We're going to talk about the what, how, why, how to build them effectively, how to store stuff, and all the important communications that go into your go bag. And we're going to talk about all the stuff that everybody likes to geek out on about what goes in their bug out bag or go bag, whichever way you call it there.
Absolutely. And you know, everyone has their own opinion of what's important. Obviously, we have some pretty consistent basics, but I think looking at more advanced, we can start talking about what is out there and what you can go look for. I also think that we need to think about what we're going to be talking about for active shooter or violent intruders. As we're seeing more and more of these, I think we need to start thinking about how we can prepare not only our communities, but our businesses, our local areas to understand what they'll be facing and what is actually going to end up happening to them when an incident actually occurs. And I think that goes also into, again, go bags and being prepared and knowing what we have to have or what we should have in case something like that happens in our area.
Exactly. And in addition to that, you bring up a great point of understanding, with an active shooter or a violent intruder, what to prepare for. So when that happens, or if that happens to your business, have you done a gap analysis? And we're going to talk about how to conduct a gap analysis, whether it's for your business, your community, your city, or your jurisdiction, or whatever you're entrusted with. How do you do that? How do you see what we are prepared for and what we are not prepared for in comparison to what risks and hazards exist out there? You're going to hear words like THIRA, or you're going to hear all the other acronyms that exist in ICS, probably within that gap analysis one, but definitely how to conduct one effectively, especially if you're brand new to the emergency management field or disaster preparedness field and you've been given that duty. How do we do that?
And I think that goes to our next point of making sure that we help explain what pathways are available for new graduates and entrants into the field. Emergency management is truly blossoming. You're starting to see more and more of it not only being front page news, but also more and more funding available for it. And so as it's becoming more of a field that people are going to be going into, really for us, we're going to look and showcase what pathways are available and help people understand how to be prepared for when that opportunity happens. Because there's a lot of jobs for emergency managers. One thing I always say is make sure you have the fit for the organization, make sure it is where you want to work, but also know what opportunities are available to you so that way you can be successful in the job that you're going to.
Absolutely. As Bill brought out, tons of opportunities are going to start to blossom within the emergency management field, which means there's going to be a lot of growth, but then there's also going to be a lot of learning. So knowing that you have the proper skills and knowing what's out there is important because we are planning on a lot of new guests for 2019. A lot of smart, talented individuals who have seen what emergency management has become or are deep in it, but also differing viewpoints. What are some of the different guests that we have lined up, Bill, that maybe we could whet everybody's appetite for?
Well, we know you and I are both approached by somebody who wants to offer some legal perspectives and really get us an opportunity to understand what's important to be prepared before an incident happens, during an incident, and after. One of the things I've seen firsthand is the recovery efforts and what it is that you need to have in place. That way, you can effectively document what you need to make sure you're successful in recovering your money. Because at the end of the day, really, emergency operations also has to do a lot with recovery of money and making sure to continue operations for a business or for the public sector. And so that's part of it. We're also going to look at technology and what technology we can actually implement for emergency managers, as well as what actually is out there, because there are a lot of tools, a lot of things that you'd already addressed in gap analysis, where there are systems that are available to help you process what is important for you and for your community, and really how to get prepared for doing things online. What else, Ed?
So I know everybody out there loves to hear me and Bill talk all the time, but we know that you definitely want to hear what people out in the field are saying. So we're going to be bringing on emergency managers all the way from the state level down to the city, county, and local levels. But we're going to bring in emergency managers to see what their perspective is and what they're looking for and what they have seen and what's on the horizon for them, whatever community or jurisdiction that they're in charge of. Because emergency managers all can come from all different disciplines. We'll have some private sector emergency managers, like I said, as well as what the public sector has. And each one has a different discipline and different look as to what they're in charge of and what they're trying to take care of during an emergency. And then I also was talking to Bill before we got on here and said, you know what? A lot of all this stuff that we talk about is technical. So let's talk about and bring in some, you know, society, maybe some social scientists about messaging on emergency management or planning, or how do we get effective messaging and getting people where they have to go and do it in an effective way so that the public ensures that the messaging is good and they will follow those instructions. So we'll be bringing on some people of that, and probably we'll also, let's bring in some meteorologists, right? Because emergency managers and meteorologists, they work well together, right, Bill?
Absolutely. And, you know, I think that that's a great idea. And, you know, trying to get anybody who's a meteorologist to help us out, we are so dependent upon the weather during any sort of event that it's really important to, again, build those relationships, shaking hands before a disaster happens, so you're not pointing fingers after. And I can't emphasize enough how important it is to have people of different disciplines, meteorologists, anyone you can on your speakerphone or speed dial, so that way you can get in touch with them when you need them right away and have that relationship in place before an incident happens, so that way you're not trying to argue with them later on. Again, building that bridge that you need before an incident, so that way you can be successful and they can be successful in helping give you the information you need.
You know, Bill, I've heard that many times, that shaking hands before pointing fingers that you brought up there. I'm thinking about putting that on a mug and putting it under State of Ready. We should, that'll be our first merch out there. Shake hands before you're pointing fingers after a disaster. Maybe we'll consider that for the new year. That'll be our first merch offering there. You can have a mug, maybe signed by Bill and me. What do you say?
I think that's a great idea. Maybe you can pour one of the beers from Sierra Nevada into it.
That's a twofer, everybody. That's a twofer. You get the good beer and you get a cool mug. So with that being the case, we thank you for listening there. Bill, what are your plans for the next few weeks there for the holidays?
Really, it's trying to get all my work done before the holiday season. Holiday season tends to start wrapping up things. For me, I plan staying close to home, doing a lot of reading, hanging the stockings by the fireplace, and hoping that I make that nice list by Santa, because I'm not so sure. It's been quite a busy year for me. And Ed, what are your plans?
So probably we're same thing. Stay close to home, spend time with the family, realize all the things we're thankful for, and hopefully maybe get a snow day or so up here in Oregon. That'd be kind of cool. I live on a hill, so we can try out the new sleds. I got the kids.
Very cool. Ed, if people want to listen to us or get in contact with us during the holiday season, where can they reach us?
Yeah, so if you want to get in touch with me, you can head to my website, Ready Northwest, readynw.com. You can also get me on Twitter, ready_northwest. And from there, you can get my email, edward@readynorthwest.com. We love to chat with fans, love to chat with anybody interested in emergency management. You, Bill?
And for me, you can reach me on Twitter at 21Kletz, again, at 21Kletz, C-L-E-T-S. Or you can send me an email at 21Kletz@gmail.com. Always willing to go ahead and speak to anybody or anybody who's interested in sending me an email. Thank you to all the people who have reached out to us on Twitter. We greatly appreciate your following. And as always, feel free to tell your friends and family about us, and let us know what we can do to help make the episodes more customizable to you.
Absolutely. We thank you all for listening. You can find us on the Anchor app, as well as Apple Podcasts, Google, and I believe we're also getting on Spotify. So if you have any of those, you can find us. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button. And we thank you for listening. You all have a great 2018 and a great 2019 coming up.